It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's the first of the month and the first time many Coloradans have to pay rent or a mortgage since much of the state shut down because of coronavirus. Thousands of people have lost their jobs or have had their hours cut. Debbie DeZuris works at a Home Depot in Loveland. She's taking paid time off so she doesn't infect her immunocompromised husband. She says money is already tight.
It's always down to the last penny, and just the littlest thing can tip the scale, and then you're digging yourself back out for months.
Governor Polis asked landlords to forego evictions and penalties for late rent 2 weeks ago. There are a lot fewer cars on the roads. Denverite's Kevin Beatty says that's had an effect on air pollution in Denver.
When Governor Polis addressed the state this week, he touted the fact that Colorado's highways saw a lot less traffic than normal. It was a sign that social distancing requirements are working. It's also impacting air quality. EPA sensors around Denver track levels of nitrogen dioxide. The figures suggest these tailpipe emissions decreased by as much as a quarter along I-25 during morning rush hour, just 1 week after people were told to stay home. There have been a lot of stories saying pollution nationwide is down, but scientists say definitive studies will take some time to really show us how much. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Air Force Academy leaders have eased social distancing restrictions after two cadet suicides in less than a week. The Gazette reports the Academy received complaints about how policies to slow the spread of COVID-19 have made the school like a prison. Academy leaders say cadets are now able to go off campus for drive-through food, wear civilian clothing on Fridays, and gather in small groups. The changes were made in response to the deaths, but it's not clear how social isolation played a role in those suicides. Rain and snow. Snow returns to much of the state. Tonight could bring rain to Grand Junction and snow in the mountains. For the Front Range, it's sunny today, then rain and snow tomorrow and into the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.